brought to you by bedroombattlefield.com. This is the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. For most hobbyists, gaming happens in the evening, and almost every group or club meets after 7pm. But being one of those oddballs who's very much a morning person, I never feel very enthusiastic about rolling dice after dinner time, and if I could play something, it would preferably be earlier in the day with a nice cup of coffee. I wanted to find a morning gamer to explore this a wee bit more, so I was thinking to myself, who's the weirdest person I know in the hobby? And that is, of course, my old pal Dan of Paint All the Minis.
So the majority of games that I play will start at about 8 a.m. I think I mentioned this a few times before, like the amount of people that I can play, the list of people that I can play is quite small because I want to play early in the morning. The reason why I want to play early in the morning is because I feel more awake. At that point, I feel more alert. But then also I can round up the game probably around lunchtime, and then I can spend the rest of the day with the family. Whereas playing midweek after work, like work does take a lot out of me. Maybe I'm just a bit soft, but you know, the work gets the best of me. So by the time I've got home and seen a family for a couple of hours, like the last thing I want to do really is then go out and play a game. I could do that, but I just don't feel that I would be giving the game my best and getting the best experience out of it. So generally speaking, I'll play Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. earlier start. That is like 7 a.m. starting playing a game at 7 a.m. usually around half 7, all right?
Yeah, I mean, I bet like some people listening will be horrified at that and just couldn't imagine it. But to me, that is the most like appealing and optimal time. Like, I'm always out my bed early. I'm just a morning person by nature. And like, I feel really sharp, like the back of 6, 7 o'clock, I get a coffee and like, I feel at that point, I would really love to play a game, but it's just socially not conducive. I mean, you're managing it, so there are obviously ways which we'll get into, but you know, we hear about like club nights and stuff like that, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. A lot of people playing in the evenings for obvious practical reasons, but it's just never a time that appeals to me. And I know there's the thing about like, I mean, if you take painting, for example, and I use this approach myself, like that most nights I really can't be bothered painting, but I know that once open, you know, I just say to myself, okay, let's just put a wash on, let's just get the brushes out. And once you do that, you're like, okay, this is fine. And that works for me, but I don't think it's really the same for gaming. You know, it's a totally different kettle of fish to me. And after a day of work, I just don't think my brain is like, I just can't be bothered with it. So I don't do it, which annoys me in a sense.
Is that an age thing?
No, I don't know. Don't think so.
Is it because I'm an old giffer and I don't want to stay up past that point
at night? I mean, have you always kind of approached it that way, or like, did you used to play in the evenings?
No, I don't know, because when I first started playing in America, it was just the games nights were during the week, and I didn't really think about playing early on weekends or anything like that, really, to be honest. And the only time I could get games was at night. I wouldn't say that I truly enjoyed playing at that time the best. I guess I just didn't really think about it to start off with. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. I think that maybe as gaming, as an older adult, maybe if you're a younger adult, you don't mind doing midweek. I just wonder if maybe it's my age and I've got a family now and all that kind of stuff that makes me want to avoid playing. I can do it. I just don't ever feel like I'm really, truly in it as much as I play on early on a Saturday morning.
I imagine with your like job and background and stuff like that, you'll be pretty familiar with the concept of decision fatigue.
Yeah, I was trying to explain teaching to somebody a while ago, and they were like, it started off with the usual jibes of, oh, you're never in, or you spend all your time on holiday and you got all these holidays. And I was like, yeah, you do, and they're good, but I genuinely feel that you need them. So I was trying to explain it in terms of project management. That's probably the closest thing that I can create. And so, yeah, decision fatigue. So imagine that you're a project manager, but instead of running one project, you've probably got 5 individual projects going at one go. So you've got 5 different classes on your docket at any one time, right? And then within those individual projects, everyone's doing the same project in radically different ways. And then you have to give feedback individually to those people that are doing the project in radically different ways, at radical different levels, and have completely different needs. And also, they're not adults. So when you're working with an adult, you can reason with an adult. An adult's got certain levels of motivation, either inherently as an adult, or also, you know, you've got a motivation of a salary. So you've got five different projects getting done by people that don't want to do that project, that have just been told that they're doing that project. And they're all doing the same project in unique ways, and you have to kind of keep all of those plates spinning and all of those things going through your head. So decision fatigue is real. That's a real thing, and it happens a lot even before gaming, is that sometimes I'll come home, or even just for a holiday period, and I have to say to my wife, like, she's really, really patient. It's like, honestly, just whatever right now, like, I cannot make a decision right now. And it's also part of trying to be reflective on who you are as a person. You get a lot of teachers, you probably bumped into teachers, you probably think a lot of teachers are not beds, right? Because it's like, they always have to be in control. They always have to be in charge. It's like, I'm trying to be really, reflective, and that's not me. So there's times where I've had to, like, with mates or with family or whatever, it's like, listen, I'm not going to make any decisions here. You just tell me how it's going to be. Because I'm done. yeah for sure.
Yeah, there's a classic example, like a cliched example almost, in the self-help world about Steve Jobs with this, and it said, like, he always, what was it, he wore like a black, like, polo neck and trousers, and I think it was like Homer Simpson's wardrobe, like same clothes. Yeah. And apparently, I don't know how true this was, but apparently his thing was, like, if I don't have to decide what to wear in the morning, it's like one less decision.
Yeah.
So again, like, I know that's kind of cliched in that, but, like, I think there's something in there. You know, the less, like, minutiae you have to work your way through of a day, you maybe, you're able to make key decisions. And I guess, you know, that ties into, like, playing a game. There's a lot of decisions involved, not just in the game itself, but the preparation, the organization. There's all that sort of stuff around, you know, what are we playing, why are we playing it.
I think you've got a finite amount of decisions that you can make in any one given day, and I think everyone's different with that. Does that kind of make sense? Sometimes you just don't want it. I think that's maybe why a lot of people just watch TV. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
It's like, you just put the TV on and stare at it, because you don't need to make a decision on that. Like just put it on channel one, and you don't need to even decide what channel you watch. Just bang it on, mate. And just, So I think that's real. Whether we see that on a conscious level, we're conscious of the decision fatigue, or whether it's something that we're subconscious of. But yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that was bothering me for a long time, that, like, I always felt like maybe Friday night we should be playing something. So, like, you work all week, my wife works all week, we've got a four-year-old. You know, the week, it goes by in a blur, but it's very hard in certain ways. You're doing a lot, and then you get to Friday, you put her down to her bed, and it's like, do you then, you know, crack a game out, or do you just put a nice Netflix show on and just sit and vegetate? And I always felt bad about myself for doing that. Like, I don't watch TV at all through the week. And I was like, I need to cut myself some slack here. Like, it's just like an hour of telly on a Friday night. Like, I'm sure there's worse things to be doing. So
no, I get that, though. Like, I don't have too much friction with my wife. You probably have to ask her the same question to see what she says. But I don't feel any friction in our, too much friction in our relationship, right? But where friction does occur, it's when we both want to play games. She wants to play a game, and I want to play a game, but I don't want to teach her a game. Does that kind of make sense? And not because I don't want to teach her a game. It's like, that's what I'm doing all day. So all I'm doing all day is I'm making decisions for the people. I'm making sure everybody knows what they're doing. I'm checking that they know what they're doing. I'm making sure that they're having a good time. I'm making sure that they're on a good task. And then to come home and to effectively do exactly the same thing, but when it's supposed to be fun, it's not. Does that kind of make sense? So what would be really refreshing, and I've said this to her a few times, like, it'd be amazing if you just learnt a game and you taught me, because that will take that decision fatigue out, right? Having to be the person that knows what they're doing, having to be the person that makes the decisions, having to be the person to make sure that you're having a good time. And so she has like certain times, you know, it would be great if it was more, but that's one thing that stops me playing more at home. Cause we've got a, you know, bookcase with loads of amazing games on, but we don't play them enough. And that is because of probably decision fatigue, which is the wear from making too many decisions all the time. What are we going to play? What are the rules? What do you need to do next? All that kind of thing. Making the decisions for the party. Yeah. That prevents me from playing more games at home, especially with little kids as well. Same kind of thing, which makes me feel bad at times, like your Netflix kind of thing. It's like, I really wish that I'd play more, but because of the nature of my work, it's just, I need a break from that. Otherwise, I just feel like I'm just stuck on repeat for the entire time.
So instead, you're going around the house with a bell at like 5 a.m. Come on, kids, let's get up and play 40K.
best part of the day, missing out the best part of the day.
Yeah. I find that people who aren't morning people really love it when you tell them the morning's the best part of the day. They really like that. They like to hear it. Right. Go on.
It's different. Everyone's different. What I think, people that are night owls or people that are early risers, I think the thing that they like about those things is the same. I think there's a little bit more solitude at those extremities of the day. And there's more space to do whatever you want. It's quieter. You can focus a little bit more. So I don't think there's too much difference between kind of like, you know, the early risers and the late sleepers.
Totally.
It's just a different end, right?
Yeah, it's two sides of the same coin, I guess. What it comes down to, and again, I know I'm maybe making an assumption here that you need someone to play a game with. We, of course, know that, you know, solo gaming is a big thing, and we could maybe get into that too. But if you're looking for somebody to play a game with, I suppose it depends, like, how likely is it you're going to find somebody late at night versus early in the morning? And the answer might surprise you, I don't know. But, I mean, you're talking about playing at 7 a.m. Like, how did that actually come about?
I think the mate who I play with, I'd like him to speak to somebody else about dealing with me, but I'm there, but he doesn't know I'm there. Does that kind of make sense? I'd like him to have a conversation with somebody else, and I'd like to listen, because it's, I guess I came across as really strange, because it's like he wanted to. It was a guy that kind of like I knew. He was in like a group chat, like a hobby group chat on WhatsApp, and I knew kind of him from like pictures that he'd shared. Not those sorts of pictures that he shared of his painted minis and that. And I kind of knew of him. And then someone said that he's moving to my city. So I was like, oh, great. And we like the kind of same games. He talked about Frostgrave before, and he'd spoken about other games that I liked. And so I was like, he was like, yeah, we should play. So then I was like, okay, I want to play too. But I only want to play one of these games. So I sent him a list of games. It's like, I only want to play one of these games. And I don't mind playing like more than one, but I want to play a small amount of games a lot. I don't want to helicopter around a bunch of games. It's like, I know what I like. I know what I want to play. And I've already got games that I've not played enough. Right. So that's like, that kept on like, the fact that he continued to want to play with me is amazing. Because it's like, it's like, I only want to play these games. I want to play these games a lot. And it's like, I only want to play on a weekend, and I want to start at 8 a.m. at the latest. So I kind of which in some ways I think that's good, because I was like very clear. But then equally, I was concerned that he might be taken aback a little bit. But I was just very open, because there's other people that I've tried to play with, it just never aligns. You know, it's like you kind of send your message about what you want, but they either aren't listening or don't care. So they try and change it into something else. There was another few guys that I was trying to play, and it was like, oh, can you come play this? Oh, another thing was like, I don't want to travel too far to play, because, you know, I don't want to be commuting like massive amounts of time. So it was pretty tight stipulations. And so I tried to play with a few other people, and it was just too difficult, because it was like, oh, can you come play this part of the city? And it's like, no, it's too far away. And they were like, oh, it's only 40 minutes. I'm like, mate, that's an hour and 20 minutes that I've got to travel. Like just a thing. I got my little geek bag on the train, you know, and sit there, and I was like, oh, what are you doing? What you got in there, your little war dollies, all that kind of stuff. So I kind of really thought about what would make me game at my best. And I kind of just threw that out there to this guy, and we compromised on a few things. So he was like, I don't mind playing at that time, but would it be okay if sometimes you came to mine and sometimes I go to yours? And I was like, yeah, no problem. That's totally fine. But then he wanted me to play at his house. And it's like, and he had a family and stuff. And I was like, what are your family going to be doing? And it's like, oh, they'll just be sitting watching TV. So it's like, he had like a dining room and a kind of sofa room. And I thought that might be a bit weird. Like, and he had young kids and they'd just be like grabbing our stuff. So yeah, I think kind of like how that came about is just being really open about what it was that that had been me gaming at my best, in my opinion, sharing mm-hmm. that. And then kind of, you know, trying to find somebody who would bend, you know, to a certain degree. And I'm willing to bend, you know, I'm willing to kind of, you know, compromise or come to agreements on certain things. But yeah, so that's how it came about.
Yeah, that's, I think like as you get older, you're more inclined just to be that more direct. And I'm not meaning unpleasant. I'm just saying like, I think you're just more inclined to say, look, these are the things I prefer and I'm not really up for that or this. And people generally appreciate it because I think vagueness or like vague promises or agreements, it just leads to procrastination or just like binning it all together further down the line. That's when people start dropping out, they start not turning up. And
but it also links back to that decision fatigue that you're talking about. Like, whereas if you're always having to come to an agreement about what it is you're doing, when you're doing it, what time you're doing it, right, that those are decisions. Does that kind of make sense? And so it's even before you've started a game, you're having to go through this whole process of that, you know, deciding on stuff. So I wanted to be like, okay, this is what we'll do. It'll be Saturday morning, 8 a.m. at the latest. We'll take it in turns. We'll do like 2 weeks here, 2 weeks at yours or whatever. We actually agreed to meet at a Starbucks, like a local Starbucks to him. And it was like, when we got to Starbucks, we'll play more board-based games, like on a smaller table. And then when we come down here, it'll be like tabletop games. But even then it was difficult because he was like, I've seen this new game. And then I was like, at first I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. I'm being polite. But then it just got to the point where he was like, do you want to go in on this? And like, mate, no. I was like, refer back to note A. I've got games that I want to play and I want to play the games that I have. And it did take a lot of time to get it. But now it's real easy. There's no decisions to be made. It's like, I'll just fire a message saying, are you off this Saturday? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, what do you want to do? I either say it's my turn to come up to you or do you want to stay down here? Because the good thing about him coming down here is that I play on campus and I can get in one of the classrooms. So it's like a complete neutral venue. Got a whole big open space that's just ours for the entire day. There's no one interrupting us or anything like that. But yeah, so just getting into that habit and getting into that rhythm where you're just comfortable and it makes it easier to play because you know it. You don't need to make any decisions. Just like, mate, yeah, I'll be down. Good, happy days. And you get it all set up. It's pretty good.
What's the general time footprint on your day? Like, not just playing the game, but everything around that, the traveling and everything.
Well, if it's here, I literally just go down on the elevator and then I'm in. So generally what happens is if we're going to kick off at 8, I'll go down to the classroom about 7:15. I'll take all my stuff down. I'll set up the battlefield. I'll set up everything and then he'll come about 7:30 and then he'll be setting up his army while I'm just kind of rolling up the mission. So I've got like 2 D6 and roll up the mission, set up the terrain or whatever it is, the deployment zones. And then by the time I've done that, he set his army up and then we can get going at 8:00. Tend to try and round it off by between 11 and 12, depending on how the game's going. And what I really like about that is that I'm always concerned about sharing my thoughts because I'm like, you're just an odd bastard, aren't you? But what I like about finishing at lunchtime is I feel like I've still got a lot of my leisure time ahead of me.
Yeah.
Whereas when I've played in the afternoon, when I play in the middle of the day, it's like I wake up in the morning and I won't really do so much because I'm getting ready to play. And then I'll go and play in the middle of the day. And then when you've finished, it's like you're not got so much of your day left. So I feel like the gaming has taken up all of my day off. So what I like about playing in the morning is that I'm up and I'm out and I'm gone. And then I'll finish. And like I said, it's about lunchtime. I still feel like I've got a whole bunch of my leisure time ahead of me. So that's I feel like I've done more stuff in one day. Whereas and equally, if I'd play in the afternoon, I'm thinking about the game a lot. And so I'm not necessarily enjoying what I'm doing during the day as much because I'm building up to the game. And then once the game's finished, obviously your leisure time's done. So for me, mentally, playing in the morning is really good because I feel like I'm squeezing more leisure time out of the leisure time. Does that make sense? But I'm totally open to understanding that I might be a bit mad by thinking in that way. It makes sense to me.
No, I completely agree. Like, I'd be totally the same. And I mean, I like the thought of having the afternoon, like if we're talking weekends, which, you know, for most people, that's when you're going to game, I guess, through the day, certainly. So I like the ability to still go out and do something for most of the afternoon and not have, like, that again, the game as a positive thing. But I think having it sitting there in the calendar at the end of the day, you know, there's probably certain things you're going to do or not do because you've got that there. But yeah, just a long-winded way of saying that I agree and understand.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that. You could have gone in a different direction. But equally, it's about what you do during the day. It depends on what your workflow is like. So for me, like playing games midweek during the night, like I could do that, but I don't but that's because of the work. Whereas if I'm on holiday, that loosens up a lot more because it's about playing when you got the energy, playing when you got the motivation, and playing when you feel like you can optimize that game time as opposed to forcing it. And I've never been one for forcing it, to be honest. I think if you're forcing it, like there's encouraging it and doing it. Sometimes when you think, like you were saying before about painting, is that you know, quite often you feel like you can't be bothered painting, and I'm the same, but when you start painting it, you're all right. But painting's a lot easier to start and stop. Whereas going out and playing requires a more significant investment in time and effort, right? So I don't want to go through the motions. Like, that's the key. Like, I don't want to force it too much. And there's a difference between encouraging it and getting out there, but then also forcing it. I think there's not really much point in that, to be honest.
What's got your attention right now in the hobby? What are you painting, playing, or planning for this month? Head on over to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail to submit a clip for our monthly hobby update episode. That link again is bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail. And now back to the show. Yeah, I mean, because like I've actually had very little games that I've played in the evening, but in the few that I've had, and this has happened now and then, I've felt like I've mentally checked out, which I then, like, I'm annoyed at myself for, because I'm like, you want to play more, and now that you're playing, you've checked out already, you're kind of clock watching, you're not really, like, completely engaged in it anymore, so you come away just feeling annoyed with yourself. So, again, that's like...
Going back to the decisions, it's like, in a game, you have to make a lot of decisions, and you want to feel like you've got the ability to make those decisions, and you want to make those decisions. There's times where I've been playing games and it's been late and I've been tired and I've not really cared. I've just gone, oh, yeah, whatever. And what's the point then? You know, if it's like, I don't really care what decision I make because I'm not bothered about the outcome, that's when you definitely shouldn't be playing at whatever time that is, or even playing games at all. Like, if you're not really bothered about the decisions that you make, there is no point at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
go.
I was going to say with your guy, with your man, how many games is sort of in your rotation, given that you had a very specific list?
We started off with a few. Bolt Action, Song of Ice and Fire, that was one. Kill Team was one. There's a few. It's probably 5 to 7 games on the list. And then board games as well. Because when we nip up to Starbucks, it's more board game ones. But, you already know the answer to this, the game that we played the most, because it just kind of clipped. He enjoyed it, and that's pretty much predominantly play. It's just predominantly A Song of Ice and Fire now, nothing else. There's games that keep on, we say, oh, it'd be good to play that, and it'd be good to play that, but because we know it, and again, this maybe links back to decision fatigue, it's like we both know A Song of Ice and Fire now. We know the rules, we know the structure, we know everything. It's like we don't need to invest that energy and time in a new rule set. I think we would eventually if we found that like A Song of Ice and Fire was losing its shine. But there's something about like that familiarity, but also still got room to grow. We're in that kind of, call it surfing the wave, where it's like you kind of know it. You know what to expect, you know how it goes, but there's little nuances still because there's different units or different synergies or different factions that you play that keeps it interesting. So it's not like just a formality of exactly what you'll do at certain times, but you know 90% of the decisions are locked in, or 90% of whatever you're going to do is locked in. And then the 10% is just what you are doing at the tabletop at that time. It's even like getting to know a mission. Like you're playing missions that you've not played, that you've played before, maybe 3 or 4 times. So that helps you with decision fatigue, because you're not having to waste that kind of mental space thinking about things to make a decision on, like or rules, right? You know, where you got a rule question and you're like, what happens if I roll a 6 here, or you read out a piece on a card and it's like, what does that mean to you? It's like we've already made all those decisions on how we want it to go, like house to rule certain things or agreed on certain wording and the rules. So we made those decisions, so all we need to do is just live that decision. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, like you're reaping the rewards of sticking with a game, aren't you? Like you're saying, like I think every time you go to the rule book, which is inevitable when you game, but like every time you go there, it's another little decision, it's another little bit of mental energy. And like,
how would you know read this? How would you read that?
And I know it's a different thing, like sport versus gaming, but like I play football on Monday nights. And if I was going there on a Monday night, like every week, and it was like, okay, lads, tonight we're doing lacrosse. This is the lacrosse rules. The next week it's like, so this is basketball. This is how basketball works. And like, I can't play football well, but I know the basic gist of it, so I could just turn up there and do it. Like I'm not thinking about, so what way am I kicking? Although sometimes I guess somebody watching me might wonder, but.
Yeah, you're right. And it's weird. It's not something that I've thought about too much. It's something that I've voiced, obviously, saying to that guy, like, I have these games already, so I don't want to invest any more money. That's a monetary thing. But it's like, I kind of know the structure of these games because I played them before and I want to play those more. That's kind of like getting rid of a whole bunch of time and effort that you need to put into learn this stuff, like just making a decision, making a judgment on all those things. And it really, really helps. But yeah, man, it's good.
Well, how do you do your, like, again, I know you don't necessarily like start playing loads of new rule systems, but like, do you just learn the rules at the table, or do you do a bit of prep? Like, say you were getting into a new game, like, would you spend a few mornings or evenings just reading the rule book, or like, how would you approach that?
Yeah, man. I want to make sure that I appreciate the effort that someone else goes to. Like, so if someone wants to play a game with me, I want to appreciate that effort by, you know, doing some homework. I think it's polite. I think it's the right thing. And it also does wind me up a little bit if I'm always having to be the steward of the game. So I think I can pay respect to my co-player, and I can thank my co-player by building up my knowledge, by reading a book, reading the rules, not necessarily knowing it like the back of my hand, but having a gist, having a rough idea about what's going on. So like reading a rule book before we meet, yeah, definitely happening. Watching a few battle reports on the game, or like a how to play, definitely doing that. So that when we meet and when we decide to play, it's like we've got a head start on it. I think that it's inefficient and a waste of time if you're just both starting from scratch, learning a rule set. I think it's just a big waste of time, man. Like, honestly, like, unless that's what you're into, or you don't know that you're playing that game before you meet.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of groundwork you could do away from the table, isn't there? Like, if you're turning up, okay, it's Blood Bowl, like, what kind of dice do we use? Like, if you're just completely starting from scratch, it's just, it's a bad use of everyone's time, isn't it? So,
yeah, I would say so. I would say, personally, you know, but not that I'm like, you must do that. I'm not like some sort of gaming Gestapo guy that if you haven't done that, you'll get carted off and in a jail. But I just want to make sure that the time that we spend together is really well spent. And also that research and like, you know, getting to know the flow of the game, I see it as work that I have to do anyway. So if I can front load it, it means that I don't have to do it when we meet. We can get having fun faster, because, you know, I'm not Mr. Hollywood. I'm pretty boring. I don't really do too much during the week anyway. So or instead of painting for an hour, I'll read a book for an hour. You know, instead of reading for an hour, I'll read a rule book for an hour. And but also over multiple days, so it kind of goes in. And I won't say like I'll do like a little pop quiz, like, you know, 20 questions on Frostgrave, but I'll try and remember. I'll ask myself some questions like, what dice does it use? If I want to attack you, how does that work? Before I open the rule book, and then I like to test myself, I'll open the rule book and I'll be like, yeah, that was right, or no, I got that wrong. But again, I'm just labeling myself as a massive massive nerd. Yes.
You've got Joe McCulloch's phone number as well. I could just imagine you. It's like 3 a.m. He's in his bed and you're like, hey, Joe, we've got our point of contention on page 64.
It was a spelling mistake, Joe. Come on, get a grip.
He's like, it's fine, I'm a night owl, I've got this.
But yeah, are you the same though, like, would you put in effort and like to set stuff up before you go and play?
Yeah, I'm saying a tentative yes here, because we've played a few games together online, and I worry that you think I turn that. It's just that I'm stupid, it's not that I've not prepped.
But you don't mind it. It's like a buddy system, right? It's like, I'll teach you that, but then it comes around and you'll teach me this. So Dan, Snowman Dan from the Paint on Wings Discord, like, he's really good for this, is that we'll teach each other stuff. So it'll be like, what do you want to do on Wednesday night? And I'll be like, what have you been playing recently? And he'll say, oh, I've been playing Dice Masters, or I've been playing this. And I was like, oh, great, could you teach me that? And he's like, yeah, no problem. And then equally, the flip side is, he'll say to me, like, would you want to play a game? What do you want to play? And I'm like, oh, I think about playing Undaunted. And he's like, oh, great, I've heard of that, but I never played it. Can you teach me? And so when you got that reciprocal agreement and understanding, that's when it's not a problem. But there have been situations where I just feel like I'm just the rules guy, and oh, just go and play with Dan, like, he'll sort you out, like, he'll just basically do everything for you apart from roll the dice for you. He'll just say, pick up that d6 and roll it, you're looking for a 4, and they have a great time, but I'm having an okay time, but not the best time, because I just feel like I'm like the dad, I feel like I'm like the games master, whereas I want to feel like it's an equal proposition, you know.
What about, I mean, say somebody's listening and they really want to, they like the idea of playing in the morning, but for one reason or another, it's just not possible, whether it's work or, you know, other reasons. So the only opportunity they're going to have is in the evening, where they really don't feel up to it. Is it all lost or is it live?
Yeah. Right. So it's like, if you want to play live and no one wants to play live with you in the morning, then yeah, the only option is the evening. But there's things like Tabletop Simulator. So Tabletop Simulator, that could potentially be something that you do, because you could play someone on a different time zone, for example, because morning in the UK, if you think about someone on maybe the west coast of America, or even just like central time, that'll be their evening. So you might have someone in America that wants to play on an evening, and then you can hook up with them and it's their evening, but it's your morning. That if you're desperate to play in the morning and you don't mind about playing live, that might be an option, right?
Well, let's assume then that they simply can't. Like, they're a heart surgeon and all their operations are 7 days a week at 8 a.m. Like, they just can't. They can't do anything in the morning. But they can get into a local club at like 7 p.m, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
They don't feel up. Like, is it just a case of don't bother, or is there still ways that they could make it enjoyable, do you think?
You'd have to have a kick. Now, I can't talk about everyone else, but if I have a little sleepy when I get home from work, 40 minutes, I think I could go play of a night. So if I got in from work and had a shower and then had a little sleepy, I think I'd be okay playing at night. But with the situation I got my family in, that, can't really do that. Can't really come home from work and be like, hi family, I'm going to sleep now. One, they'd be too noisy, but two, that's just like proper antisocial.
Yeah.
And then get up and then be like, bye, I'm going out to play a game.
Daddy's having an affair.
No, just playing War Donnies.
you would actually say you were having an affair rather than
my daughters would be like, yeah, okay, I understand, that's acceptable,
that's fine, Dad. worried for a minute that you were going to play Frostgrave.
But yeah, so the what I would need to do in order for me personally to be cool with playing on an evening is not feasible, right? It'd be unfair, I think, my family for that, right?
Even like if you thought about the games you were playing, so if you picked something pretty quick that you know really well, do you think you could make it enjoyable? Not just bearable, you don't want that, but could you make it enjoyable?
It's just hard with tabletop war games, I think. That's why board games are good, but we'll get onto that in a second. But with tabletop war games, the time that it's likely to take, it's inhibitive, I think. You're looking at 3 hours, realistically, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
And that, I would say that may be a short game. If I think about all the Song of Ice and Fire games, it's 3 hours. I think you can cut it down if you're really slick, but also you want to experience stuff as well. Like, you don't just want to feel like you're blatting through stuff. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, some tournament games that I see, I kind of wonder if they're actually enjoying the moment because they're going too fast through it. It's like just motoring through it. And are you just getting it done to get it done? Are you genuinely actually thinking about what you're doing here? Are you genuinely enjoying the to and fro of the what should I do next? What could I do next? It kind of seems a little bit too matter of fact. But I guess that just happens when you're kind of unconsciously competent in the game, right? But so you're looking at 3 hours, you know. So let's say you kick off at 7, which is really a realistic start time. It's 10 o'clock, you know, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's a pretty long time, right?
Yeah, and then there's like the... It must be always on your mind about getting tidied up, getting packed up, you know, getting home, work tomorrow, whatever. So that's just maybe me, but yeah.
But everyone's different. Everyone's different, aren't they? You know, so it's like I've met people, and I don't necessarily want to talk too much about whether you're an introvert or extrovert. I don't think those are definitive, and it's just like a light switch that's either on or off. I don't think you're either fully introvert or fully extrovert. And just because you're introvert, I don't think that means that you just like sitting at home with the lights off, looking at the wall. But I would say that I have more introvert tendencies. And so another reason why I don't like to play at nighttime is that social interaction in any form that it takes. I feel it takes me energy, and if I'm doing that at the end of the day, I've been socially interacting for the all day, and a little bit like decision fatigue. It's like I don't necessarily want to be Mr. Happy, Mr. Chirpy socialization because I've been doing that all day, and it's like I need a little bit of solitude to recharge. So that's part of it too, about not wanting to play in the evenings, is that it's not just an energy thing. It's not just a decision fatigue kind of thing or whatever. It's more like I've had enough social interaction today. Now I need the paint table, and that'll recharge me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, totally. No, it's been interesting. I went into this not exactly. I mean, you've told me this before, but I didn't realize you were such a sort of morning gamer as well. So. It's not just me. I'm a aspiring morning gamer. Although I did play last Sunday morning with my wife. I played Blood Bowl on Sunday morning at like 8, and that was good. So I think we'll try and do that. And Callum's coming through for a game in a couple of weeks, which will be good. So it's not like I'm not getting to play, but it's something I've been thinking about recently. Where, like I say, beat myself up on a Friday night when I've watched Yellowstone instead of playing Kings of War or something like that. So I've only got a couple of minutes left. I just realized the time there, but it's been a good chat. Any kind of closing thoughts?
No, I think that's just, you know, our thoughts on stuff, which is what we generally try to share in it. Just this is my thoughts, this is your thoughts on those kind of things. And I think, again, we kind of usually throw this in there, like, you know, whatever works for you is great. You know, for me, I want to play at that time, and I want to play these sorts of games, and I want to play with this sort of intent. And I think if you just find a partner that's willing to kind of, you know, do that, and, you know, then it's always a good time. But the negative experiences are when you want something out of it, they want something completely different, and those things are against each other as opposed to aligned, right?
Thanks very much for listening to this episode of the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. If you enjoy the show, then please do share it with someone else you think might enjoy it too. And be sure to check out our Discord community of like-minded hobbyists, which you could find at bedroombattlefields.com/Discord. It'd be great to see you in there.